Before we get into anything, I just want to say thank you. I appreciate you so much for clicking on my podcast, and I hope that you stay to listen to the rest of it. I'm JJ. For all intents and purposes, I am living my dream, working and living in the city of Toronto with my pup Organicus. Now, that being said, anyone who's ever attained a dream knows that the one that you imagined in your head is totally a romanticized fantasy of what real life would be when you attain that dream. In your daydream, you can only ever see the good things, and it's way harder to imagine the new stresses and the new problems that you'll need to deal with when you get there. Some of the things you can expect to hear about: the current state of my life in approximately 5 minutes, which has its exciting moments, but most of the time is pretty boring. At the very least, you can be entertained by my perspective on it, because my friends sure are. Food. Probably my favorite topic of all time. So, nude food things that I've tried and loved, tried and hated, and of course the ones on my wish list. And more recent development, tips and revelations on my journey to live a less wasteful and more sustainable life. Worst case, or neutral case, no one will ever hear this. But best case, someone might feel inspired, or maybe they'll learn something, or maybe they'll just feel a little less alone after hearing about how I'm navigating my dream. Before we get into this episode, I just have to be honest about something and say that currently I am holding in my hand not a cup of tea, but a cup of coffee. If you have listened to one of my earlier episodes, you know that I was talking about the box of Tetley tea that I had that had 216 tea bags in it, and I felt really bad about not using it, so I was trying to drink tea all the time. And I went really hard for like 2.5 weeks, but I needed coffee, and just having coffee at work wasn't enough, so when I went to my parents' house, since my mom always has an excess of everything, which is where I got that habit from, I convinced her to give me some coffee. So I feel like I'm not really cheating because I didn't personally buy the coffee, and since my parents had an excess of coffee, I was just helping them offload some of that coffee, and yeah, obviously I partially feel guilty, but it is what it is. I'm still going through the tea bags. I used a lot more than I would have if I hadn't have made that pledge to myself. And yeah, we're just going to move on. So what I really want to talk about today is that I got rocked again in life, which that happens to everyone, but it made me realize that I just need to accept that I'm just not going to be on all the time. I know that seems pretty simple. Seems like an obvious thing to accept, but I think that we all have a hard time accepting that, myself included. But it really made me stop and think about the fact that, yeah, I just cannot be on every aspect of my life all the time, no matter how hard I try. And not only is that okay, but it's probably better. Wait for it, I'll get to why I think that's true. But I guess I go through, and we all go through, cycles of where all of the major aspects of your life are 100. So for me, I'll go through a cycle where my mental health is on point. I am meditating. I have a morning and evening routine that I stick to, and I am a person who likes routines, so I feel really comfortable and confident and the most content, relaxed when I have a routine. I have a set schedule in terms of work, so I guess that again goes into having a routine. I have my CBD, I have my vitamins on hand so that I can take care of myself in, you know, break in case of emergency type deal. But yeah, I have cycles of time. Maybe it's like a month, a couple weeks, maybe even a couple days when my mental health is the one part of my life that is like 200. And then I'll go through cycles where my fitness is on point. So I have a regular workout routine. I'm consistent with that routine. I'm happy with what my body looks like. And disclaimer, that doesn't mean that I'm unhappy most of the time, and that I'm only happy when I'm working out, but I just feel more energetic, more alive when I have a healthy workout fitness routine. And then, of course, there's cycles where my career is going like the way I want it to. My side business has steady projects and I'm in the flow at work. And then there's times when my love / social life is on point. So I have a partner or don't have a partner and I'm happy either way, or I have a buddy and I'm having sex and I'm having a good time. And times when my schedule aligns with my friend's schedule and we're able to go out and see each other. Usually that happens in the summertime. It doesn't usually happen in the wintertime. But yeah, basically the fact that there are cycles where any aspect of my life is on a high, or maybe a combination of those aspects, but there isn't a time when they are all on point at the same time. It reminds me of this thing that we say in retail and sales, I guess, in both of those industries, where there's a saying that you can have it fast, you can have it cheap, or you can have it high quality. Pick two. And I feel like it's the same with like mental health, fitness, career, social and love life. Of course, there's other aspects. Those are the ones that are most important to me. There's also finances, but I feel like that's wrapped up into all of those four. So we'll just say those four aspects of life, mental health, fitness, career, social/love life, you can have two. Two can be like max, will be on point at the same time. You're lucky if you have three. And if you have all four, I don't know. I don't know what to say about you. Like you're a fucking superhero, like good for you. But for me, I feel like it's usually two. I have to pick two. And that doesn't mean that like the other ones that are not in the two are horrible. It's just, they're just not all at their peak. They're just not all amazing at the same time. And I don't think that they're supposed to be. I think you're supposed to be challenged. You're supposed to be bombarded with problems because those are the things that help you level up. And by leveling up, I don't mean that you need to be better, because I think this idea of feeling like you always need to be better makes you feel like where you are now is not good enough. So I don't want to say it's about being better, but for me, leveling up means learning something to get closer to where you're supposed to be, further on your own personal and unique journey. Because if everything was 100% all the time and you were never tested with problems, then you wouldn't learn anything. And you wouldn't have the opportunity to tweak and tailor the things that you do in your life to realign you onto the journey, the path that you're meant to be on. And I think it's important not to think of it as a destination, not to think of it as an end goal that you're trying to get to. Of course, goals are important. It's important to have goals. But I mean, for life, I don't think that, at least not for me, it doesn't work to have an end destination. Because every time that I've tried to have this end destination, sure, I got there. But each time I got there, I didn't feel as accomplished or as happy as I thought that I would be. Like, yeah, I felt happy, but I felt like, okay, what now? And I think asking that question every time that you get to the point, to the quote unquote destination, asking that, okay, what now? Like that just furthers the idea that it's not supposed to be a destination. It's supposed to be a journey. So anyway, I got a little bit off track there, but I think that the point of these problems and these challenges are to help realign you on the path to your, like through your journey, the journey that you're supposed to be on. And for me, the point of the journey is how much pleasure can I give myself and other people on the journey? Like, at the end of the day, that's the goal for me. Like how much positive feelings can I get out of it, or can I give out of this path that I'm on? If you've read any of my blog posts, and I'm not sure if I've talked about this before, but on the podcast, but I am kind of obsessed with Mark Manson's book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. And one of the things that he talks about is that the point of, like, one of the things that happens to you in life as you grow, as you learn, as you reach and achieve your goals, is that you upgrade to better problems. So you will never not have problems. You're just upgrading, leveling up, becoming more aligned on your path so that you get better problems. Problems that bring you closer and tweak your path to align you to your journey. And as much as it super fucking sucks when things are shitty, I feel like each time that I'm presented with a challenge, with a problem, it's not that I'm going back to zero. I'm never going back to zero. And I feel like sometimes when you're in the moment, it feels like, oh fuck, like the world is fucking ending. Like this is the worst possible thing that could ever happen. And it feels like you're set back to zero, but you're not. You're just sliding back a little bit to the fork in the road. And I don't think it's a fork where there's like only two paths. It's a fork where there are multiple paths. You're just being slid back down to that point so that you're given the opportunity to take another route, to make another choice that is better aligned to the path, the journey that you're supposed to be on. I don't know if I'm making any sense. It makes a lot of sense to me. I hope that this makes sense to someone out there. But if none of this makes sense to you, the idea that being challenged and being presented with problems helps you realign onto your life path, if this doesn't make sense to you, then there's always the classic, this too shall pass. Because when you're deep in the shit, it doesn't feel like it will pass, but it always does. It always fucking does. And in the end, you end up stronger and better prepared because of it. Yo, if you're still here, thank you. Seriously, everyone knows that I rarely give out cookies, but if you're still here, fuck. You can have all of the cookies that are buried in the bottom of my cold black heart. And if for some reason you just can't get enough of me, cause I'm so cute and wise, kidding, not really. Feel free to follow me on Instagram at j.elle__. That's three underscores. Or at jjgotthis.com. And I'll see you next week.